Hello, this is Emmy Lentino. Now don't worry about some other girl. You have my mind and soul through Mike Rozier, Australian country.
Emmy Lentino, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Mike. How are you doing?
Not bad. You've got an interesting mix of accents there with your speaking, I notice.
I know. It's kind of a mixture of Oregon and New Zealand. It's a buffet.
Okay. Yeah, you've been around a little bit, according to some of the notes I've got here.
Yes.
All right. Tell me about Some Other Girl.
Yes, and thanks so much for having me on your show, Mike. It means a lot. And hello to everyone out there listening. So I wrote Some Other Girl with a good friend of mine who's based in New Zealand. His name is Brian Bell, and we've worked together quite a bit in the last few years. And I just was going through some high school journals of mine, always an interesting experience, looking at the past. And that's kind of how the concept really came up. Just kind of found some journal entries that were quite heartbreaking about, falling for someone and getting your heart broken. But I think out of just reading the notes and stuff, what was really empowering and I guess encouraging, and the reason why it was exciting to write it, it wasn't going to just be a breakup song. It was actually about rising up and coming out of that and making something of yourself and learning from the experience, I wanted to kind of give young folks, an empowering message about, things are going to be hard sometimes.
Yourself, get out there and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm thankful that my heart got broken as many times as it did, because it wasn't just the one, because it allowed me to write stories and songs, but I think it also allowed me to become the person that I am now, which I'm thankful for. And so we took it to the UK and collaborated with Al Clay, who's an amazing producer, and he gave it a bridge, which it didn't have prior, and the sound that it is now. And so super excited. It's available everywhere across all the platforms on October 2nd, and super excited that it's going to be on your show. Yay!
Very good. Yeah. I was about to ask about that British little bit that was in there, because I thought that was an interesting twist of things too. But you told us all about that.
It gives it a lot of hope.
It does. And when do you expect to have your albums and EPs out?
Yes, so October 2nd, the single will drop, and it's available now for pre-order on iTunes as well. So if people like the song, they are more than welcome to do that. That's always helpful. Yeah, and then the music video for this will be available on October 9th, and it's got a really nice storyline, and I'm excited about sharing the visuals.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you got anything up the spout in relation to an album or an EP?
I do. I've got a Christmas album coming out at the end of November, which I'm really excited about. It's got a good country soul feel, so it'll be a mixture of some songs people recognize and some original music as well. And it's a very nostalgic kind of album, so I think that's a nice time to be putting that out, when people kind of need to be reminded of really happy, lovely things in the midst of, chaos.
Not too much snow songs, I hope.
Pardon?
Not too many snow songs, I hope.
No, it's a good mixture. I've made sure of that. Don't you worry. There might even be a barbecue song. You just don't know.
That's good, because we don't have any snow over here in Australia during Christmas time.
No. Chestnuts roasting on the open fire. That doesn't do as well on this side of the world.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, thanks for telling us all about the song. People will be informed now when they hear it.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you. Well, have a beautiful afternoon or evening, wherever this station might find you, and keep listening to the great station, and Mike's an awesome guy.
Okay. Thank you for that.